Amen. Peace be unto you all. I am grateful for the chance, the opportunity to be the preacher today. But before I begin, I would just like to usher us into prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, God, for all you have done for us. Your name be praised, Lord. Your name be adored, King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, I pray today that, Lord, as I am about to speak, as I'm about to preach, Lord, use me. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill me. Lord, it will not be me speaking, but, Lord, it will be you speaking through me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that, Lord, the people that are also listening, I pray that, Lord, you let their hearts be like the good soil. That, Lord, when I say unto them, Lord, whatever I will preach, Lord, will grow in them and produce good fruits in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. 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 So, the topic for today is grace, love, and fellowship. Grace, the chimu, you can say adom, love, odo, and the fellowship, ayankofa. But before we even go on to the scriptures, I think it would be a great idea to define what each of these words mean. So grace is defined as the unmerited favor of God towards man. In simple terms, it is favor that we don't deserve. Love is an intense feeling of deep affection. Fellowship refers to our walk with Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Okay, with that being said, now let's move on to our scriptures. Our first Bible reading takes place in the book of Proverbs. You see, the book of Proverbs is a book that, when it comes to the Christian world, it has become regarded as a book that contains wisdom. So you show me who's saying Troy and Christopher Bedia to say, Ukraden, Nyansa. But most of the time, the wisdom that is associated with the book of Proverbs is the wisdom of the world. It shows you how to, people think it's just about how to achieve success upon this earth. But there's also another type of wisdom that Proverbs talks about, which is the godly wisdom. Because when you have earthly wisdom, that's just success for the earth. But when you have godly wisdom, that deals with spiritual success, how to have success in what? Attaining heaven. So with that being said, we go on. So why exactly do I say that the wisdom that is talked about in Proverbs 8 is that of the godly wisdom? Well, the sister, I read here over verse 22, and the essay say, the Lord brought, speaking of wisdom, he said, the Lord brought me forth as then the first of his works. So if it is the first of his works, yeah, then it cannot be what? The earthly wisdom, because it's coming then before the earth. So if it's not earthly wisdom, then what would it be? The godly one, right? So in my opinion, I think say it's actually as some bo more say wisdom yeah can hua same, it's the godly one. Because yen fan say as I see waste ti or if we are seeing yansa ni na ni be away to me in ya ye wo we are seeing na. Say Papa Freya, Yesu Efrain, Yankopon Efrain, your time is what? Can we take that with us to heaven? It's a question. Can we take that to us with us to heaven? But if we have the godly wisdom, that transcends beyond that. That works towards what? Our eternal success, our eternal what? Life. Amen. So then the question becomes, so how do I attain this godly wisdom? If it's so good and it's like eternal life for me, how do I attain it? How do I know more about it? Is it hidden? No, because you say then, you share a verse, now say, it stands at, speaking of wisdom, it says, it stands at the highest point along the way. So if it's standing at the highest point, yeah, then it cannot be hidden because it is not in a secret place. Okay, in Tinyako Pondema, Ibumina one family beyond, can only some people see it? Is it only available to the Jews? Is it only available to the blacks? Is it only available to the whites? And also, yeah, in Troy, I might even say that is not the truth. Because I'll say then, wisdom says, to you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to whine to all of mankind. The godly wisdom, is available to everyone. So then where are we seeing it? Where are we finding that godly wisdom? And ladies and gentlemen, may I delight you in knowing that the godly wisdom I'm talking about is found right here. It's found in the Bible. Because you who say, the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. Where else can you learn about God? Where else can you learn to fear God, to show him the reverence that he deserves, than in the Bible? Sɛ me ne wo te hɔ a, how will I get to know you? Ɛbɛ ne sɛ na mehu deɛ wopɛ ne deɛ wompɛ. So if I don't spend time with you, if I don't spend time with God in the Bible, how would I know what he likes and what he does not like? See, in pain, you know, the answer is right in front of us. But it's up to us whether we will take that chance. We will take that few seconds. We have 24 hours in a day. How many times? We can say, maybe I take an hour, and I say, I take some minutes and pull for God. Every day we have the decision to make, but it's up to us to take that decision. You see, Asami Amekani Bebre reminds me of a story, right? I'm saying, there's a storm, and the storm is coming, right? Upon the village, and then there's a man praying. He's like, the storm neighbor, booty be, but I say, brah, na besin yanko, and ansi yunan fawanko. The man is like, oh no, I'm praying, God will protect me. I think it's unique to her. But another person, the boat, I say, oh, brah, besin yanko, let's go. Now, ansi yunan yanko, and fawanko. God, and they say, I'm praying, God will protect me. I think it's unique to unity, which now say, no, I think. And a helicopter, if it's rubber, Edina Humanaba, the helicopter brings the rope from the sky. And the man up there is like, come, so that you don't die. I say, no, I'm still praying. I know that God will protect me. And just like that, Insuni Denekoi, and he drowned. And in this story, he goes to God, and then he's like, ah, so God, why didn't you protect me? I showed so much faith in you. Why didn't you protect me? Then God is like, I sent two boats. I sent the helicopter after you. What else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to do? I feel like this chapter right here is so true in this generation. We have the Bible right here. First, it do baby kwana. It's a Bible kwana. So kanya nko pon asema. You wait me kun. We have the Bible right here. We have preachings online. Ambassador and Ekra wait me ako online iti preaching. Ehuden God's word. But after all of this, we still make that choice, despite the gifts right in front of us. God's grace will give you in such simple ways to just read and you get his wisdom to know how to attend that eternal life here. But we don't make that choice. So then my question to you is, will you take that godly wisdom? If you take that godly wisdom, yeah, and I am to ask. So the first message of godly wisdom is that only through faith in Jesus Christ do we achieve salvation, the eternal life. Because before we go on to anything else that godly wisdom talks about, you cannot go to the next steps. In Romans 5, it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what I find so big about it is, once in that topic, I'm a kind, one of the words was what? Grace, right? And Ehamaye who say, and yet your works, and yet your papa ye, and I be a ye in tea, and I ye receive this grace. But it's what? It's by because of Yankupon deciding na mayan, wagmayan the way to heaven. All we have to do is just accept it by believing in what? In God, in his son, Jesus Christ. Say, Adumo, Adum, Adumo, Adum, Adum, Tina, Yetia, say. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. See, the Lord is such a gracious God that he's given us the Jesus Christ to come and die for us. We didn't have to die for our own sins. But yankupon the grace na by enchain. But expanding on that same topic of grace, someone even said grace. We don't only experience grace for our eternal life. We also experience grace for our physical life. When we meet Jina Hakachi, me say ena huo fe ena niu nyam anabi binti na otiase. Who can? When we meet reason in sasa akabibisa. I doubt so beyond to me akabibisa. But then it's by the grace of God. But one thing that happens, they say, as Christians, no, we tend to say that okay, if I see someone not succeeding, if I'm not doing well, that means God's grace is not upon my life. But I want to clear that misconception today by saying, in whatever situation we may be in, we should realize that God's grace is there, even in the suffering. Reading back where can I say, Paul can say, we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character then hope. That means that grace is also seen in our suffering, because it be a while, Nyakupon beso de blessing, be bawa bra boom, or beso di bi bawa bra boom, but so on ye ready, so on found cause our suffering near, ebema wa ye ready for that, to receive the opeso de mawana, you can't receive it. So sometimes you need that suffering in your life. Somebody might be in a season of reaping. Af ibia, while growing, they will be gravy, and after will reap, he's harvesting. That does not mean that you might be in that season. You might be in the season of sowing. After now, sow it, and later, that production will come. So I want you to, just because you are not seeing the fruits, no, does not mean God is not after you. Does not mean that God is not on you. Does not mean that God is not for you. God is still with you, even in the bad or even in the good. Now, the Akami way pan story be a title with children's service, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So our story here, pay it you have to say, I was like, not any uncle pondy on coffee, Jim. Like, why? And a mommy who say, imagine saying, can you uncle pond for now for Jenima? How Nebuchadnezzar have even come to know that God? How would they have been able to elevate it from the position that they were in? Am I even the all of Sir Nebuchadnezzar and Crophona, Abihuna? And your sign so can be a last reading, I stake it out to me. Said then, Nyakupon, Jesus Ankasa said then, or the Holy Spirit, no, Ebekaya home. Someone Kaya, I remember my demo said, sad story, there was a fourth person. Even though there was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no, it's your story, yeah. Nebuchadnezzar, I can say, who is this other person I see among them that looks like another God? In the same way, in our life today, Jesus Christ, our God, is such a gracious God that he sent the Holy Spirit to become like what? The fourth man. That whatever situation we may be in, when we are even in our hardest points, when we are even in our lowest point, the Holy Spirit is there with us through the fire, in the fire, not just standing aside. He is with us in the fire. And before I wrap the Amika in the I just want to make a point, B. Not too long ago, now there was something, you may be a friend of mine, blacksmith. So a blacksmith for you, the eja, it'd be an iron or ha, the eja can see, then like, they put the metals through the fire, right? So when they put the metals through the fire, then they're able to what? Form it. They form it. Sometimes, our mindset, whatever our faith level may be, sometimes God needs us to put us through the fire, just like the metals, to form us. Sometimes God needs us to put, maybe during that time, you're like, I don't think this can be from God. I don't think these struggles can be from, because my faith is weak. But what happens after the metal cools down? It hardens. After every struggle that we may be through, after God helps us through us, after God with his grace of the Holy Spirit, with his love that he shows us through it, and as we continue to follow him, our faith hardens after that. And that's what I want to leave us today. So in our lives, we should not be discouraged when we go through hardship. We should also recognize in everything we do, we should know that God's grace is upon us. God's love is upon us. Amen.